From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. All's back to normal at the U.S. Capitol after an evacuation today. Fighter jets scrambled when a nearby passenger plane briefly lost contact with air traffic controllers. NPR's Paul Brown reports federal officials believe it was a case of pilot error.
The Piedmont Airlines plane reportedly dropped radio contact as it headed for landing at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport from South Carolina. Piedmont is owned by U.S. Airways and operates shorter-haul U.S. Airways Express flights. When radio contact stopped, F-16 fighter planes took off and all House and Senate office buildings were evacuated. Relatively few people were there because of New Year's Day. The Capitol Visitor Center was closed for New Year's Day. The White House was not evacuated. President Obama is away on vacation. Authorities say they think the passenger plane's pilot inadvertently changed radio frequencies. The plane reestablished contact with controllers before landing safely at Reagan. Paul Brown, NPR News.
The president and his family spent the first day of this new decade at Pyramid Rock, a secluded beach at Marine Corps Base Hawaii. That's the same base where the president gets his morning workout. The Obama family has just a couple more days of sun and relaxation before they return to the White House, arriving in Washington on Tuesday. A historic day in Brazil. Dilma Rousseff has been sworn in as that nation's first woman president. As NPR's Martin Casti reports, she is pledging to continue the policies of her popular predecessor.
Rousseff was elected in October largely because of her close ties to President Luiz Inácio da Silva, the Workers' Party politician and former auto worker popularly known as Lula. The country did well during Lula's two terms in office as the economy grew and millions of poor Brazilians were lifted into the middle class, a process that continued even as much of the rest of the world struggled with recession. In her inaugural address, Rousseff praised what she called the daring of Brazil's electorate. After raising a worker, a man of the people, to the presidency, the voters have now decided to call a woman to direct the destiny of the country, Rousseff said. Brazil isn't the first country in the Western Hemisphere to have a woman head of state, but it is the largest. Martin Casti, NPR News.
About 20 Cubans have been found living on an offshore island along the Florida Keys, the Associated Press reports. Authorities have detained them, and some have received medical treatment. The AP reports that the Monroe County Sheriff's Office says the Cubans might have been on the island for several days, and their legal status is not clear. This is NPR News. As the new year begins in Arizona, a Mexican studies program is on the line in one school district. As NPR's Ted Robbins reports, a new law targeting the program is expected to face a court test.
The new Arizona law prompted protests when it passed last spring. It prohibits classes which, quoting now, promote resentment toward a race or class of people, are designed for particular ethnic groups, or advocate ethnic solidarity instead of treatment of students as individuals. Its target is the Mexican-American Studies program in the Tucson Unified School District. The program teaches government from a Latino perspective, but the Arizona legislature felt it was divisive. School officials say they don't think the classes violate the law. They say they'll still offer the program, so the law could end up in court. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
American Airlines flights cannot be found on travel website Expedia now. This follows a move by the airline to pull its flights from orbits. Airlines pay a price to have their flights listed, and American has said it wanted to sell more tickets on its own website. Travel experts say the move may save American commission fees, but travel sites do boost ticket sales. A cleanup is underway in parts of Missouri and Arkansas after the final day of 2010 brought heavy tornado damage to some neighborhoods. 7 people died. There was also heavy damage in central Mississippi. The twisters were fueled by unusually warm air. Heavy rains in Southern California relented for the Rose Parade in Pasadena. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.